There's a new Epstein in town, and he traffics in leverage and blackmail. That's what the Great Reset is about. Resetting things, different currencies, different rules to keep the upstarts like you and I, the have-nots, locked down. So even myself, so we can't report news like this. Can't report connections. They have people. This is how petty they are. This psychopath has somebody scrubbing his Wikipedia page. I mean, that's why I say when you use ridicule is so powerful. They're so fucking paranoid that any of this gets out. Oh my God. Now, it's stunning. And I said the last couple of days, I can't believe this cat. Like, this guy's cut right out into the Third Reich. The German accent, the German accent, we will save the world, we will change the world, yeah? And I'm like, they couldn't have picked a better fucking, the Young Bucks here said, they couldn't have picked a better guy. I mean, this guy's like right out of the fucking Third Reich. I said, it's stunning, isn't it? Well, it is. Now we know why. He's from the bloodline. I mean, look, my relatives, my grandparents came to the United States through birth, okay? They're first generation, if you would say that. That's their first generation, German-Americans. But their parents, both parents, on the one side, my mama's side, my maternal grandparents on both sides, we're from Germany. Great grandparents. And my one great grandfather was a real troublemaker. Big surprise, right? But they came over here long before World War II, and long before the 1930s, long before Hitler. You know, they didn't come over here after the war saying, oh, we're getting the hell out. This is crazy, right? They came after here. They came after 1800s, I think, early 1900s, they were over here. Yeah, I would say they were over here in the 1890 range, okay? And so long before Hitler, right? But it's stunning what's happened. And you look at places like Austria, right? They fall right in line again. Some of the toughest lockdowns, most draconian lockdowns, Austria. And you look how the Austrians bent over for the Third Reich. And you have a maniac like Schwarzenegger, Mr. Super fucking actor who's made hundreds of millions of dollars off us out here. Then he starts lecturing to us about, you must get a job, yeah? You're a danger to society, yeah? And then you look at, what's this guy's fucking shtick? Now that he's off the steroids, he's not as fun. Where have all the good times gone? Where have all the good juice gone? I mean, a guy who knows about taking needles, you would think maybe you would listen to him. But anyway, and you look him up, and his dad in Austria worked for Hitler. Gladly went to work for Hitler. Yeah, lining up to work for these maniacs, and they were fucking maniacs. And they're starting to sound more and more. If you know your world history, let's just focus in on a part of your world history, World War II, what led up to it after World War I. These guys this week over in Davos sound exactly like the rhetoric in the 1930s into the 1940s. They caused this kind of insanity where they have no problem rubbing you the fuck out because you're just in the way. Yeah, you're in the way of the master race. And these guys, anybody they know or are associated with, except they are setting themselves up as, they know what's good for you. And if that includes your demise, well, so be it, because they've been chosen. And we've learned, if you don't understand, comprehend, recognize, and learn from your history, you will repeat it. And, we are repeating it. These people are dangerous. Plain and simple. That's one hell of an opening, isn't it? We're throwing a little rock and roll in there and little House of Pain. You're in the House of Pain. And you're going to be in the house of pain for a while as we have more dirt to shovel and throw around. And unfortunately, well, I can't go there, but you might be able to go there. Read between the lines. You better get on the offense because being on the defense is not working. They're just going to fucking smoke you. There's too many of them. They got too much money and they're writing too many of the rules. Plain and simple. By tomorrow morning, I was thinking the Texas school shooter, they will probably have made him white by tomorrow morning. He's a Latino guy. And I saw what ABC News did. I couldn't even believe it. I don't even think it was his photo. I saw later in the day, I'm not even going to say the guy's name, a photo of the guy, some mugshots. I said, wow, this dude is fucking definitely Hispanic. ABC News had photos of him, and he did early, and it was like a white guy. It doesn't even look like him. They definitely ran it through a filter. I think they shrunk the nose. They fucking messed with the eyes to make him look like he was Caucasian. But this happens all the time. We get played all the time. Whitey gets played all the time. Just so the media can go fucking haywire. Let's look at this recent here. This just popped up in Florida today in our network of spies. Completely unrelated to Texas. This individual was caught allegedly smuggling from Texas to Tampa, Mexico and Honduras. A whole big smuggling ring was busted up by the Hernando County, I guess the sheriff, maybe the feds, I don't know. What's interesting, though, is the mugshot. Let's look up one of the drivers here. One of the drivers of one of the trucks that was busted. Okay, this guy is super fucking, super non-white. I mean, he's obviously a Latino. Inmate name, Vicente Tamoxley Quijahua. I'm probably not saying that right. Okay. This guy's definitely Mexican. He's from Mexico, it says. They got addresses and everything. Inmate personal information listed in the Hernando County Detention Center. He's awaiting extradition. Oh, yeah. On loan to other agencies, so the feds have stepped in. They want to toss him out. Throw him out of the country, right? Which means he'll probably end up staying. Probably end up working at Disneyland as one of the mascots by the end of the week. Charged with smuggling illegal individuals into the state. A bond amount of just $10,000. Fuck, that's not bad. 10 grand. Anyway, the inmate personal information. Eyes black. Height 5'2". Still taller than the Fauci. Hair black. Sex male. Age 29. DOB 9/15/1992. Here's his race. White. White. They do it all the time. Yeah, we'll categorize him as a white guy. That'll look better in the stats. We don't want people to think that these Mexicans are actually, who are here illegally, are causing crimes. Put it under a white guy. Blame it on the white guy. All processing. We got another white Mexican from the cartel coming in. Do it all the time. The news media does it. Law enforcement doesn't. The feds do it. The feds tell these counties, put them down as a white guy. We got stats we got to worry about here. Jim, Bob, whatever your name is. So it's complete chaos going on. But don't worry. These assholes in Davos in their private fucking planes with their brand new Rolexes they're buying. Rolex sales are through the roof this week, according to one of the jewelers there. They know what's better for you. It's on a climate hoax run by a guy who basically is the new fucking Epstein. Untouchable. Oh, and Klaus has been around, too. Wherever there's trouble, Klaus has been before. You have to do... Don't have to... Be a genius to understand that because of the position his father was in, running things, that his father... Well, I'll explain it to you, since you might not understand world history, because nothing has fucking changed in the spy game. His old man was a spy, on top of everything else. Because you would run... It's a perfect cutout where you would run operations out of. A big factory in a part of Germany that hasn't really been bombed or anything. Oh, at one point it was. But it was relatively isolated and insulated from being attacked and bombed. Perfect place you would run spy operations out of. So the old man was a fucking spy. What's stunning to me is that I said before, now you have Israelis with the World Economic Forum working with Klaus Schwab. What does that tell you? It seems like strange bedfellows to me, given the history between Germans and Jewish folks. But it doesn't matter, okay? Because now it's a global scam, a global scheme. They answer to the money and the control. And so... they'll get into bed together because that's what it's all about. Control and money. And, oh, that's... the Holocaust was so yesterday. I mean, are you still bitching about the Holocaust down there? Don't you know we can control the entire globe? Oh, stop complaining, you goddamn reprobates. That's what we're dealing with. And you have to really look at the character of a person who will put that kind of... and those kind of atrocities aside and go into business... with somebody like Schwab and the World Economic Forum. Or they just fucking have to play these roles because he has so much dirt on everybody. He's the new Epstein. Maybe it's more apropos to call him the new J. Edgar Hoover, but on a global basis. Who knows? He might also like to wear dresses. I don't know. It's free time. Just like J. Edgar Hoover, the model of the modern FBI, used to go out on the town in high heels and a black dress. Hey, my buddy Dick Callahan says, U.S. Marshal and Central Intelligence Agency, hey, doesn't make him a bad person. I say, Dick, who you chasing?
Some fucking mutt killed six guys. He's on the lam.
I said, six fucking guys? What happened?
Just remember, doesn't make him a bad person.
He's joking, of course. Yeah, fucking chase criminals all your life and set them up. You have kind of a twisted sense of humor. But this is what we're dealing with. You have to know your enemy. Well, you opened up with a little rage against the machine. You should be raging against this machine. They're raging against you. My God, let's play some video clips. Buckle the fuck up. I mean, at this point, do we even have to name who the people are and who they represent? It's like one twisted, distorted, fucked up intellectual amoeba. They all sound like each other. Even Biden got into it today. Another interesting anecdote, if you've been listening here the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been talking about folks who are looking for land and looking to move out of the suburbs and out of the cities for obvious reasons with all the challenges that many of us are facing as a country and as a citizenry. I said to my wife, let's go out and check some stuff out as well. And we're out in these remote parts and different parts. There's a low signal in many of these small towns. Forget about the speeds that you're used to, something to consider. But I say, you know what? We got IP Vanish. I can log into IP Vanish, we could be protected. It's at least a cleaner line, a cleaner signal than what we're getting. I'm not really sure what Wi-Fi we're on. We're picking up something. And so that's what we did, to check in with messages, to talk to the young bucks who are back at the headquarters prepping things. And this thing has come in handy so many times, and it's fantastic. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you. Or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick and when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IPVanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/pain. Into the World Economic Forum rhetoric. And don't forget, they're all treating this fucking lunatic, Klaus Schwab, like he's some kind of genius. He's just the kid of a Nazi. Not just any Nazi. A key Nazi. That food he put in his mouth as a kid, the clothes they put on his back, the shoes he put on his feet, that came from the Third fucking Reich. That came from killing Allied soldiers. And these people are kissing his ass and sucking him off. So I hate to be rude, but really? Why would you do that? Oh, because he's a dangerous fucking guy who's got a lot of intel. No? Bullshit. I know the game.
Broken, hungry on a summer day. They sent the sheriff down to try and drive us away. We were sitting ducks for the policeman. They found a dirty-faced kid in a garbage can. Ooh, and I'm alone.
Alibaba's group president, Michael Evans. Listen what he has to say. What's going on over there at Alibaba? Well, buckle up.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So, individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins. Never did I wanna be here again, and I don't remember why I came.
Folks, if that doesn't scare the hell out of you, it's like they bring one clown after another up on these forums. Like, look what we're working on to help diminish people's personal safety, personal freedom, privacy, and civil rights. We're going to know everything they eat. We're going to know everything they think, everywhere they go on the platform, everything they consume. Alibaba, you can't just grift the fucking fees. You can't just continue to rip people off and skim off the top and off the bottom for people who buy shitty stuff from China. Oh, no, of course not. Because we're successful, so. Klaus says he has dirt on all of us, so we have to come up with all new tech to make sure we can keep the haves down. You wish. The have-nots down. Well, the haves aren't going to be fucking down unless you consider down your throat, form of being down. It's insane. Unfortunately, that's not the only clip we have. Let's hear from the CEO of Credit Suisse, of course, Credit Suisse coming fresh off a scandal where it warehoused the secret bank accounts of most of the people in the room and were never prosecuted, and nothing ever happened. And the IRS said, we're going after Credit Suisse. There's a lot of money in the United States that are in unnumbered bank accounts in Switzerland, and the Credit Suisse are protecting these tax evaders. It's like, hey, whatever happened to that case? Yeah, the Bush family, the Clinton family, and all the tech guys and everybody else, and Soros and Buffett, and even the lowly white trash Biden family. So say, hey, that's not a good idea, man. You know, we know a lot of people who have these bank accounts. Maybe we should back the fuck off. I'm not backing off. Hey, we'd like to introduce our new director of the Internal Revenue Service. Yeah. Yeah, the old director just quit. It's weird. And you may never see him again. So, just so you know. But don't worry. Taxes are for you to pay, not for them. Let's go to the videotape.
Fast forward 5 years. Do we have a central bank digital coin out there in the world that is being utilized on a daily basis, whether it's wholesale or retail, and it becomes a superior system? Francois? Yes or no?
We have several experiments which are not very far from that. No. They're not yet generalized, but they could be, let's say, the next 3 years, probably. It will go quicker on the wholesale side, yes. I guess, because it raises less sensitive questions.
Yes. Axel?
No, I'm glad to hear what you're saying, François, on the wholesale digital currency, not coin. I am also a believer that will come in 5 years, yes. What I try to say is obviously, you know, we still have those huge legacy environment. They need to migrate as well, so we will not yet see all the benefits coming through, but it will come and will be much more efficient, also probably much more secure, lowering transaction costs. On the retail side, I'm much more skeptical. Certainly call it for the, you know, established economies.
Well, in that clip also is one of France's top central bankers mixed in there. Who cares? It's like they're all sleet stacks. Doesn't matter who they are, what their name is. It spans every country. They got dirt on everybody. That's what it comes down to, man. People do stuff that they don't want to do because they have dirt on them or somebody they love or they know. If they don't, you know, fear is a good motivator too. If they don't play along and get on board, then their plane ends up crashing into the fucking Swiss Alps, or they have a skiing accident. We don't know what happened. Klaus likes to ski the Swiss Alps. Yeah, that was in Wikipedia, that he likes to ski the Swiss Alps. Give a fuck about that? You don't think Klaus is editing his own Wikipedia page? Put it in there. Take out the Nazis thing about my father. Say I like to. I like to ski the Swiss Alps. Yeah. Oh, until somebody puts a fucking piano wire across two pine trees, we don't know what happened to Klaus, yeah? Yeah! People are afraid. They don't want to end up like Vince Foster. Don't want to end up like Ron Brown or anybody else attached to the Clintons. Just look at the stories we've done on Clinton bankers. Deloitte and Touche, etc. I mean, it's one of my former bosses from Citi has checked in, and we're keeping regular contact. Fantastic guy. And, you know, my philosophy has been don't burn a bridge, build a bridge. And so my career burned very few bridges. Well, Citigroup, keeping fantastic contact. He says, I've been listening to the show. What, are you trying to put us out of business with this Axos Bank ad? And I said, well, I know some of the things that went on at Citi and on the retail side. So, yeah, you better be worried about banks who offer you a better mousetrap. And that's what these folks are doing. And I'm seeing a lot of banks out there pandering to current trends at the cost of the customer. But there's one that's not afraid to make bold decisions that put customers first, even if it's going to make headlines. It's Axos Bank. You do a quick search and you'll see what I mean. This is a bank that's all about integrity, fairness, and freedom to do business without compromising our values. Take a look at their rewards checking account, where you can earn the highest interest rate, and it's a big one. Listeners can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. That's $150 to you. Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos Bank, axosbank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos Bank is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. axosbank.com/pain. Go check them out.
People just end up swinging from a rope. Oh, you just couldn't take it anymore. So many people have had it. People falling out of buildings. 30-story buildings. New York City just jumping. Oh, they were also connected to the Clintons. Nothing to see here, folks. Who's the next psychopath up on the fear and loathing? We haven't even gotten to the drugs and hookers yet. Anyway. People out there, drugs and hookers. Yeah, all right. This is the Norwegian finance CEO talking about, well, if you have a medium business or a small business, you're just going to have to take it up. You know what? It's universal language, right? In any country. You're just going to take the pain. Pipe down. Play your part. Your part is going bankrupt, losing most of the things you have so the rich people can get richer and continue to put more than one boot on your neck. That's apparently what this bitch is saying. Let's go to the videotape.
We need to accept that there will be some pain in the process. The pace that we need will open up for missteps. It will open up for shortages on energy. It will create inflationary pressures, and maybe we need to start talking about that, that pain is actually worth it, because if we don't, there's no business case, okay. There's no economy, there's no welfare. But so far, I think we have been a little bit careful actually talking about the pain in the short term that is likely to come from this very important change.
Yeah.
So, that's not the song I want. I want a little Derek and the Dominoes. We'll come back to the blind faith. It's too late. That's what I wanted.
It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. I mean, we're feeling the pain. We've been feeling the pain. I like how she says, well, you're just going to have to feel the pain. It's going to be worse before it gets better. Changing all the rules around you. She's not feeling the pain. These people who work for governments, top brass, people who work for media are not feeling the pain. In fact, the media, are having big shindigs. Wall Street Journal, New York Times. They're renting out big places. Their fucking names are emblazoned on. Everything's controlled by the World Economic Forum. They have to kick money to Klaus Schwab to be able to have these big soirees and these big meeting places. They rent out, they're renting out storefronts and all gussied up for different events and feeding these people. They're feeding at the trough. And of course, they're invited to report on the World Economic Forum annual meeting, but they are part of it. They're paying into it. Obvious conflicts of interest. It's stunning. Not that that matters anymore. Even Sophie Corcoran, who we talked about, the young reporter roaming the streets from the mean streets of Essex, asks, how can we trust these people to hold the elites to account to report transparency when they're part of the club? Well, I'm not saying this in a very disparaging way or anything like that, Sophie, but as Bruce Willis says in Die Hard, welcome to the party, pal. They are part of the club. They're not going to report on anything. They're not going to do us any favors. You had the World Economic Forum, all different panels, all different speeches, all different pontifications, and they're discussing open border policy, the importance of open border policies. You see how that's going in the U.S., right? But they were doing so behind a secure zone where nobody could get to them. And the anti-gun crowd, the gun control crowd, especially on a day like yesterday, everybody's talking about gun control. Well, there's plenty of gun control in Davos because the security personnel and the cops are fucking loaded. They are packing heat on every limb to protect these psychopaths. So they could sit up there and literally tweet about how we need to do something about this gun control. Speaking of gun control, is security ready to secure to escort me to my limo? And it wasn't bad enough that these guys blow into fucking Davos and near Davos on private jets. They couldn't even take a lousy fucking limo ride. So much for being limousine liberals. Couldn't even take a limo ride to Klaus Schwab's big party. They had to take a fucking helicopter. So they went from jet plane to helicopter. And now they're cruising around in limos. And they'll go back to the helicopter, back to the jet plane. But they're saying, you can't fly. You can't go anywhere. You can't go anywhere in a car because gas is too expensive and you're not driving your electric car. And when you get your electric car, you won't be able to charge it. They didn't tell you that because the power grid is not strong enough. So the overwhelming feeling is we're not allowed to go anywhere. Oh, but you're not locked down or anything like that, are you? No. Don't worry about blind faith and can't find my way home. Well, you can't leave it. And leave your body alone. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds the key. Somebody does hold the key. It's you. I've been telling you folks that. They sit there, these people. And they advocate for open borders for sovereign nations. And then they set up their own border checkpoint, de facto border wall. You're not allowed in. Sorry. Only important rich people. It's really stunning. And they're just laying it all out there. They're not afraid now. They're emboldened by the son of a Nazi fucking... Can't make it up. It's part of the fucking Third Reich. Look it up. They weren't holding a gun to Klaus's dad's head. He did it. And he wasn't afraid to feed his family doing it either. But you're not supposed to know that because there's a whole team scrubbing. If you print something like that, he'll call up Bill Gates. You know what I mean?